Tuesday night, the service from Echuva, Tovshin Ayin Aleph. We're learning Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. And we're learning the Dinam of Erev Yom Kippur. So it's Simen Kuf. No, we're learning the Dinam of the service from Echuva. I'm sorry. We're learning about keeping Chumras, Pas Palter. A lot of people ask me, the Din of Pas Palter or Pasakum, Pas Palter really, the Chumra, is on Pas. Pas means cake and cookie. Bread, rolls, pas habab kisnin, which was cake and cookies and crackers. But noodles or cereal, which was not even pas habab kisnin, they just happened to be mazonos, that's not included in this chumrah, or it's not included in the Issa Chazal of pasakum, or if a machmer, even pas palter. Pas palter means from a baker also. Okay. Dalit, Nogin Shlolasos Nesuin B'Yomameilu. I never heard of this till I moved to Eretz Yisrael. Maybe I just never noticed it. That people don't get married on Seres Yimei Tshuva. In America, I never noticed that. I don't know. When I moved to Eretz Yisrael, I became cognizant that people don't get married on Seres Yimei Tshuva. I don't know. Anyway, he brings up from the Mount Ephraim that Nogin that you don't get married on Seres Yimei Tshuva. B'Shabbos Shuva Yeshliko L'Mafter Odom Choshuv. Why? So, they speak out, because when an Adam Choshev gets the mafter, it means people sit up and take notice. So maybe they'll listen and maybe they'll hear. Sivov, Yesh Nogin Shemekachinus Halavonod Matzoy Yom HaKippurim. That's our minig. Our meaning, this shul's minig, is not to do like the Gra, but to do like the Ramah, and to wait till after Yom Kippur to be Mekadosh Lavono. She'oz smeichim, then everybody's in a great mood. They just dance. Shana abov Yerushalayim. We call them hoyu b'daiga. Hopefully, in Aseres Yimei Tshuva, you're worried, so you're not in the best of moods. And Kiddush Lavona is a very, very joyful experience. It's supposed to be. That's why we do it on Motzei Shabbos when we're dressed up and we're really in a good mood. Especially if you have off on Sundays, then you're really in a good mood. If you work Sundays, you're not in such a good mood. But you're still in a good mood from Shabbos, and that's why we do Kiddush Levana, Motzei Shabbos. So here also we wait for Motzei Yom Kippur. The Yeshomim Ba'adarabba told the Kacha Kodem, which a lot of people in Eretz Yisrael do, Kedei Lahosef B'Schuyos, Pakolo Lusfi Azman. What does he mean by that? It means probably how cloudy it is. How if it's rainy days. He can't mean how late in the year, in the month, Yom Kippur comes out, because it always comes out the same time in the month. Bizman Shemotzi Liklos Esrogim Ulom Vadasim Noah Giman Shemaisu Liozrizun Magdimen Liklos Biyom Meilu Kadeshu Titztarev Gama Mitzvah Yikar Zosos Chiyo Seinu. I didn't know that. I'm very against it. Now I don't know. I have to rethink being so much against it. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that it's good to go for Arba Minim Aseres Yimei Tshuva. You add this to your Zchuyos. I find it's a total distraction. Total distraction. It just takes you out of the mood of Yom Kippur and it puts you into the Sukkos mood. That's why I always arrange with the Seicher. This year it's easy, but other years it's very hard. And he balked at coming after Yom Kippur. But I just always totally insisted. Like, I think last year there was only one day he could have come. Like Yom Kippur was, I don't remember, Thursday. Like, it was very hard last year. Like this year it's easy, because you have so many days. You don't have any Shabbos. It's also always the same amount of days, by the way, between Yom Kippur and Sukkos. But the difference is if you have a Shabbos there in the middle. So you need a year like this year to not have a Shabbos in the middle. Oh, I guess you could have it. Yom Kippur could be Monday, and then Sukkot could be Shabbos. Okay.
Would the Rav also?
What?
Would the Rav also be against Ireland's talking about the Sukkah?
No, it just doesn't take that much. I grew up in a culture. The reason I like doing what I'm doing with Arba Minim is because I grew up in a culture where buying Arba Minim was just nightmarish experience. And I want to spare my congregation from that nightmare. And yet, you don't end up with tzchayr anyway, unless you really, really know it well. Anyway, building a sukkah, you know, it should take a few hours, and that's all, it's over. It's not something that, you know, it's... I guess when he says to do it also, he's not talking about, you know, OC people who are worried about them. They keep joining lines to show their Arba Minim to a Rav. And also on a practical level, you got to put up your sukkah beforehand. When are you going to put up your sukkah? In America, you put up your sukkah on the Sunday, a Sunday or two before sukkahs. I would put up my sukkah, and see, I'm a little OC myself. It was up to me, I put up my sukkah in Elul, just to know it's up already. But since I don't put it up anyway, my son does, so I have to rely on him to put it up. And it's not up yet. It's ruining my Yom Kippur. That's the ideal, you know, but on a practical level, in Eretz Yisrael I was always able to do it after Yom Kippur Taka. The night of Yom Kippur, I was able to do that. I don't work, so I have time between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. That there is an Indian to